when we have to leave it all behind and check out from life. We can't take any of this stuff with us when we die. In fact, it's the attachment we give to our family, friends, and material possessions that will cause us more sorrow at our time of death. So the things that we collect and work hard to keep and attain to make our lives happier will actually cause us more suffering at the end of our day. So, once again, what's the point? It has been said that searching for happiness in this world can be like drinking salty water to quench our thirst. The more we drink, the thirstier we get. The more we search for contentment outside of ourselves, in things, people, places, and possessions, the further away from contentment we seem to be. There are, of course, some of you who will be thinking that this doesn't apply to you, because you have everything you could wish for. This is great, and I'm pleased for you. But I'm afraid to say that this happiness and contentment will not last. Soon you may find yourself wanting more or something different because you are no longer satisfied. Life is very delicate, and you may become ill or lose a loved one, which bursts your bubble of happiness. Unless you are looking in the right place, happiness in this life is only a transient experience. We hear and read of tragic accidents that separate loved ones. We read about the wealthy businessman who lost everything he owns on the stock market. The truth is that ultimately we spend our entire lives building attachment to our possessions and our loved ones, only to lose it all through the inevitability of aging, sickness, and death. We only have to look at the rich and famous, who seem to have all the material possessions to be happy, to recognize that even with all the money, relationships, and assets in the world, this cannot make someone truly happy. We frequently read about celebrities who become depressed, have drug and alcohol dependency, and even become suicidal. I can imagine as a child, a celebrity may have grown up wishing to be famous and to attain the glamour of celebrity life. However, once they reach this goal, I can also imagine that their wishes then turn back to the time as an average civilian and as a child, and they wish to be free from all the increased stress, worry, hassles that come with celebrity. Being in the limelight can bring more worry. Worry about the safety of their family. Worry about all the money they have. Worry about the prying public eye. And even, of course, the hounding press. In a very similar way, we all tend to look to the future for happiness, only to find that it doesn't provide us with true, lasting contentment after all. That's when we look back at our past and wish we'd appreciated what we had. Because we know the past has been and gone, we turn to the future once again, looking for the next thing to make us happy in life. We say things like, things will be better when such and such happens, that's when I'll be happy. If I can just get this or that, then I can relax and be happy.